Okay, can we get started? Okay, I'm going to start out with one of our Borough Park internet listeners that 10 to 10 before I left sent me a fantastic question, summarized some aspects of the previous year. So I want to answer the question, and I want to put it right at the beginning because I know he downloads immediately, and he's always trying to figure out Gov's schedule. So he figures he'll get it 2 days after it goes on. So I know he's going to be interested in the answer. To what extent, here's his question, to what extent, and it's a good question. He says, to what extent is Bishul and Buster Bechalov defined by Hilchos Shabbos? It's a very good question. Okay, we've discussed before the notion of lomdim davar mitoch davar in halacha, and remember, I've said on a number of occasions that our first position must always be that the same term means the same thing in both contexts, unless we have a specific svara to be mechalek. So, in other words, our starting point is that mechitzos for eruv and mechitzos for Shabbos are the same thing, unless we have a reason to be mechalek. I'm going to apply our listener's question to one inyan in particular in Shabbos, and that's that we say, ein bishul achar bishul. I think this, he didn't, this is all that, he just wrote me the one-liner, and, you know, and if it's not, I ask him to come back to me with further clarification of his question. Specifically, does ein bishul achar bishul apply to Buster Bechalov? So let's think conceptually, rather than just cite shitos. Let's think conceptually. If our starting point is bishul means bishul, wherever it is, so whatever is bishul for Shabbos is bishul for Buster Bechalov, and then we would say ein bishul achar bishul gabi Buster Bechalov nami. It shouldn't surprise anyone then to find that the Prima Gadim in the part of the Pesika that we haven't read yet writes that Bishul for Basar Bechalov Mina Torah is Kemachal Ben Drosai. Okay, so it shouldn't be surprising, right? Although I should say that there are Rishonim, including Rashi, who say that Ein Basar Bechalov Mina Torah Elim Kein Nispashel Kol Tzorko. L'may nafkamina, of course, l'isa harna. Agav orcha, l'halacha, we hold even partial cooking, kimachal ben drosai, effects an isa harna. That's the side of the position that we take. How about other aspects of bishul, though? Ein bishul, achar bishul, in particular. And this came up another internet listener, by the way, asked about the Kushas HaOlam discussion, and I'm going to try to link the two and answer it in one answer. Okay. Now, if our starting point is that whenever it says a term, we apply that term, we understand that term normatively across all of halacha, do we have a svar, unless we have a svar l'chalek, do we have a svar l'chalek? And I think that we do. Didn't we say that Efshar L'Sof Tawasser and Chanan Chatikah Atzman Nases Nevela are hold in Basar B'Cholav Mina Torah, following Rabbeinu Ephraim, remember, because a special feature of the Isur is that it's Nishave Al Yedei Bishul. In all other cases in Taruvus, we have Isur Beheter, we have Isur Balua Beheter. Here we have Shneim Heter, that through the act of Bishul becomes Shneim Iser. And that's why Chanan, right? And that's when the Iser comes about. The milk and the meat start out Mutter. Therefore, the combo's not Iser Beheter, like milk in the meat, but Iser Beiser, milk in the meat. Okay? Both are now Iser. So, doesn't that alter, then, our understanding of Iser Basar B'Cholov and the Bishul that brings it about? The Isur then isn't to cook, actually, but to effect Basar B'chalav, to cause Basar B'chalav to come about. Now, if we have that Svara, which is consistent with the details, therefore we might well say that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul in Shabbos, because the Isur there is really an Isur Bishul. It's usher to be mevashel. It's already mevushel. Cooking it doesn't make it anymore. And that's why, by the way, it needs to make viralo, etc. You get all those features. But if someone had boiled milk and then cooked meat called sarko and then accidentally mixed them together, still bring about basar b'chalav. Right? Because the dagesh isn't on the cooking, but it's on causing basar b'chalav. Now, so reasons the Gaon Rabbi Akiva Eger, and so paskin the poskim Afroni. So that's the svara. Okay?
Why did it take so long?
Okay. What? What?
Why did it take so long to get to that?
Oh, I mean, you know, the Svara, the reason why I send it is because he has that Svara, Lachalik, okay? All right, you can locate the opinion in the earlier posting, okay? You can locate, but his exposition of it is the classic exposition and the one that is mentioned by the posting of Roman, okay? So there's an answer to two questions that were asked. I hope it's really the questions were asked for Kitzur Nimratz. So I hope that I captured them correctly. If I didn't, I apologize, and please write to me again. Yes, sir.
Could we apply other principles of Kippur Shabbos by way of segregation, for example? Would that then apply?
Well, we'll have to discuss that in greater detail because Ein Kamakum Lahari, but let me just start out and say, we'll have to understand what the essence of the Isur of Bishul is. And there could be three aspects to the Isur of Bishul and Shabbos. It could be that it's a Shvisas Kalim. Remember, you know, the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the first parak of Shabbos as to whether or not you can start a malacha, put it in motion before Shabbos and have it continue. And why am I have so much to say about this? Because of the Svarim sale, I bought Rav Schechter's notes on Shabbos, and I was reading. I read through the whole section on Kira on Bishul yesterday afternoon with the Gemara, and my head was spinning from the Rav's Chidushim there. So unfortunately, the more we conceptualize, sometimes the more difficult is to frame a single answer. But I'm still assimilating. You don't read the Rav. Like a novel, so you know, and I did it quite quickly yesterday. I spent about 2 hours reading through everything on Kira, and I've got to read it again and assimilate it. But I think it's going to change my thinking, and it's going to impact my thinking in the way that at least nisuach advarim. So I want to leave that for another time. If you'd like, I'll deal with it on Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah. One thing bothering me.
Yes.
If we say that there are three. The basic drasha of Lo Tivash Shel Gedi is one of them is Bishul, right? If I say that one of them is Bishul.
Well, the word Bishul.
I give that.
Ein Mikro Yotzei Midei Pshuto. So it says Bishul.
Right, so I give that a certain credence.
Yes.
If I'm giving that a certain credence here, so even if you tell me that the issue here is that it's not so much the Bishul, but the causing of Basar B'chalav.
Good, I like your question.
But it's still
I like your question. I like your question. Your question, if I could even expand
maybe
on it and restate it. No, that's just in my own way stated. Right. In the end, the word Bishul appears, right? And that's Bishul. And Bishul, and it says, you know, Lo Tivashel Gedi. And one of them is the pshat of the word Bishul, right? So why should that be different than the Bishul that's defined for Shabbos? But I would answer that quite simply by saying that the Bishul that's defined by Shabbos isn't the Balabatisha Bishul that takes place in the house. It's the Bishul that took place in the Mishkan, right? So therefore, we would be mechalek in certain other aspects. Whether or not we would consider, if you cooked in the sun, could you bring about basar b'chalav? Right? Now, here's a place where I use the svara to be machmir. Although I have to figure this out, I have to think it out and see what halacha we actually say. But as I recall, the Dogel Meiravava and other people who discuss this, and I have to think about it a little bit because you're catching me unaware. But let me just say the following: here we'd have a svara to be machalek by Shabbos the other way. By Shabbos, we would say that in the Mishkan, chama being cooked in the sun is not bishul, because that's not the way they prepared the samamanim, right? So we would say there that maybe for Shabbos that might not be bishul, but if the isur is of bishul is to effect basar b'chalav, and it might mean then that whether or not we read, and so to speak, the bays of bishul of lo tivashel as a capital bays or a small bays or a lowercase bays. Right.
So all their malachas are very much active things. It doesn't specify a passive kind of malach.
Okay. So the fact of the matter is, the reason why I started out by saying that the initial position is always to assume they're the same. Is that you do need a reason to be mechalek. I mean, it's Occam's razor, so to speak, right? The easiest explanation is that it says be lots of Hashel, whatever is bishul here is bishul there, right? But we use our heads to understand and interpret what the features of that are, and the meaning of the word as we interpret it has to be systemic. We're not Karaites in the end. Has to fit the system, so to speak.
That would make more sense also in the opinions that say that bishul.
I like your question though.
That bishul by basar b'chalav is fully cooked as opposed to ma'akal ben drusai.
Mm-hmm.
That would probably make more sense. I mean,
and that is what Rashi says, if I recall. I think Rashi says that it has to be called
sofa. Well, you put it.
Yeah.
So if it's called sofa, then if it's completely cooked.
Yeah.
Then that would make more sense. That would make more sense according to what we're arguing, if bishul here is different than bishul there. Bishul there is just at some point, now it takes on the characteristic, but here, it actually has to be.
Well, I don't know though. I mean, you might say that bishul is defined by the minimum, bishul is to prepare food for consumption, right? And eruv hatamim, and the minimal amount of cooking that is fit for human consumption might be what the Torah had in mind. So I might say kamachal ben drosai for both.
But yeah, it's. The reason behind why bus are
right. Okay. All right. Maybe. We'll think it out and whatever. But anyway, I thank our listener from Borough Park for his question, and I hope I adequately answered it and correctly understood it. Okay? Now we're gonna go into the Haggadah Sif Gimel today. The Rama writes Vinagu Lasos Halav Mishkedim. Umenichim ba basar of hoil ve'eno rakmi drabanan. From the continuation of the Ramaz Lashon, hoil basar of bechalav eino ella midrabanan. We have the minig to place chalav hashkedim. The lee simon, without any indication that it's from a non-animal source, because we don't are in choshesh to marathayin vidrabanan. That's our diyuk in the lushan of the Ramah there, right? Because he says the fact that he says that a menichim ba basar ofa will they know rak midrabanan without any kind of simon, right? Without having to leave the container there. Right, so we say because chicken we paskin in the end remember from last year, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosef Levi, remember? Okay, you better clarify. We paskin it's only drabbanan. Since we say it's only drabbanan, therefore in a drabbanan we have no isur marasai. Okay, that's our okay. Aval b'sar behema yesh lahaniach etzel achalav shkedim. Mishum Marisa Ayin. So there you put a little bowl out with the shkedim, and you put the chaloshkedim in a little ketone in the middle, so everybody knows that what you're serving is chaloshkedim. Why? Because otherwise you would have a possible marisai and a basar b'chalav, right? Midyaraisa. Now wait a minute. Do you really?
No, because it wouldn't be chalavimah.
So what is it? No, we said no, not because of chalavimah, because maybe it wouldn't be bishul. So what are we talking about? Because they're going to serve the meat hot, and the meat's hot hatagvar, and therefore you're going to pour it on there as a sauce or something. Where's the isur d'oraisa? So let's look in the Taz, Sifkat and Gimel, and the Shaf, Sifkat and Vav. We flesh out the machlokas here. The Ramah comes to be cholek on the Marshal, who learned from the din of Dam Dagim. From Dam Dagim, he analogized to Basar Of the Chalav Shkedim. And the Ramah paskins that we should be mechalek dapke b'dam, the ikur iser, because ikur iser kares, they have to have show the skins that came from blood, from fish, right? About b'sar of, which is drabanin, and there's no iser Torah ella b'bishul. So the shita of the Ramah is that there's no marisayin in iser drabanin. However, the Taz writes, to call Efshar Lana Litakune Misaknina. You can prevent, whatever we can do to prevent Avera, we do. Ulachila Yesh Lakshel Shafila B'Isra Drabonin. I've been asked, by the way, certain things that I'll argue Lehalacha, but not Lemaisa, about cheeses and about certain, you know, so I've been accused of being a coward because I wouldn't be nohag. But I very much believe in the, particularly in our era, that call Efshar Lana L'Takune Mitat Misaknina, you know, that to avoid, if possible, you know, we're not in an era of great, you know, to create new Isurim is stupid. That's a Chassid Shota, right? But to be more careful in existing Isurim, I don't think we're in an era of such great, you know, chumrah, at least not from my, maybe if I lived in another place, I'd have another attitude. Certainly not in the environs of Teaneck, I don't see such great machmirin. Look in the Shach, the Ein Iser D'Oraisa, Ella Derech Bishul, the question we asked first. And therefore, it must be talking about the Mairi B'Bishul, that you're putting this by meat that's about to be cooked, or where there could be a cooking. However, the Shach also maintains that there's Maris Ayin in an Iser D'Rabbanan. And the Shach brings Rias from the Gemara in Shabbos and the Gemara in Ksubas, Ayin Shon. It brings a series of Rias about whether or not there's Maris Ayin in D'Rabbanan. This should be one of your major sources. Ever being ma'ayin into Marasayan, this is a good place to start, to look up those Gemaras and to follow through their discussion in Rishonim. However, let's look in the Sif Se Das here, in the Prima Gadim, who paskins that only in Basar Of Uvitzonim are the Stadim, where there are Stadim Rabim Lahakel. Only in such a case does the Ramah write Yesh Makom Lahakel. And he ends up with the following words. Look there for the Psak in the Sif Seh Das.
Which one?
It's on the one on the Shaf Sif Katan Vav. Oli Inyan Dina, do you see the words? I mean, I can open my book and get it if you like. Do you see the words, Oli Inyan Dina? Give us the place, Scott. Uliinyan dina besudos gedolos vadai ra'ui lahaniach etzlo shkedim tehu afilu im besar of, even chicken, V'chein noagim. That's generally... Now, you'll say to me that you'll see in caterers that today that you don't see. Right? So the svar is among other later poskim who hold... I'm going to forget the name. It'll come to me maybe by the end of this year. But there's a famous svara that in Dvarim Hanehugim B'chol Makom or something, some words like that, or where everybody does it and where it's very, very much prevalent and everybody knows that you use coffee rich, that today we don't do that. So even though I would say that we generally paskin l'halacha here, if possible, like the prima gadim, and if you go in, for instance, I've been in pseudos in Bnei Brak, for instance, where they have a little like silver chain around the thing, and it says tachlif, right? To let you know. So you know, if you call Dev Charlotte Lesakune Misaknina. But if something today that's so prevalent, there's really no inyan according to many later post scheme of Marisayan. But if you're going to follow the prima gunim strictly, so he paskins here. Okay. Seifav, we got to do some work on, and we're going to have to look in the tour and have the lishonos in front of us. So this is going to be a little bit of work, and I think you're going to want to have either a notebook or something to write these down as we do it, to write the words out. So follow along with me. Look in the Beis Yosef when Amud Nun Beis Lamala, you'll see the lushan of the Rambam in Perek Tes Mimacholos Asuros, halach above. This halacha that we're interested in. It's a very big inyan. I'm going to open myself rather than save from memory in my notes. Amud Nun Beis. Okay, do you see the Rambam there? Let's read the words of the Rambam as they appear here. God, can you read them very loudly?
As they appear, can you say something?
Yeah.
Zeru l'shona b'perkent me'hilchus ma'acholos atziroes halach abal ha'me'ushan ha'me'ushol v'chamei tiberia v'nezei bahen ein loikin alav v'chein ha'me'vashel
v'vassar
v'vassar v'me'chalov O bechalov misa,
o mesa,
o bechalov dafar, o shabishal dam bechalov hatur, ve'inalo ke'achilas o mishum masa bechalov.
Okay, and then he quotes halacha zayin, right? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Chazal, kachazal, hamivashal shliol bechalov hayav, v'chein haflo abah, hamivashal shliol or v'gidim ve'atzamos v'karei kvarim.
Karnayim utlafim.
Karnayim utlafim.
Hara.
Bahalo patur v'chein ha'ufan patur adta.
Okay, so now we have the lashon of the Rambam. Let's compare it to the lashon of the Tur. So keep a finger here on the lashon of the Rambam as it appears in the Beis Yosef, and you'll see in my own notes I did them in columns, right, to compare them. I actually wrote it out so I could compare them. Okay. So you see that he says Hamu'ushan v'hamuvushal b'chamei tzveria b'kayotzei b'hem ein lokin alav v'chein hamivashel b'sar v'meichalav v'b'chalav meso v'b'chalav zachor. There, all the Torah says hamivashel b'chamei tzveria u'me'ushan. Okay. O shebishel dam b'chalav patur v'dam shebishlo b'chalav patur. So he left out a couple of instances, right? But he's generally following. V'eino loke al achiloso mishum basar b'chalav. V'ein lokein al achiloso mishum basar b'chalav. So far, so good. Hamivashel shliel b'chalav chayav. He writes, Mivashel b'chalav chayav, same thing. V'cheina ochlo, same thing. Hamivashel shilya or v'gidim. Hamivashel shilya or v'gidim, same thing. V'atzomos v'ikare karnaim utlafim harachim. Bechalav, same thing, patur. Vechein ha'ochlan patur. And then he writes, Hamivashel b'mei chalav. O bechalav mesa, o bechalav zachor patur. So look what he did. He took out that line above where the Rambam had it, and he put it as a separate halach, right? Okay? See the difference? So the tour took out from its context what we're going to call the Chaluka HaRishona, that's what the Beis Yosef calls it, in order to compare it to the opinion of his father, the Rosh. Right? So he wants to cite and put next to each other the Rosh and the Rambam. And he also moved Dam Shabishlov. Now, Lemay Nafgamina. Is this just a stylistic question in the citation of sources? No. The words, the Ein Lokin Alachilosom Mishum Basar B'Chalav, which means that you're not Lokin Mishum Basar B'Chalav, but you're Lokin Mishum Davar Acher, something else. It says Ein Lokin Alav Mishum Basar B'Chalav, mashma that you're Lokin for something else. Right? They have to fall also on the Chalav Mesa. Right? They apply to Chalav Mesa in the Rambam. But the Lashon of the Tur, we would conclude otherwise. We would say, Lo kin al dam shabishlo aval lo al hadvarim acherim. From the way the Tur cited it. Right? Where is in the Rambam, the Eino Lokal is Hilasom Mishum Basar B'Chalav, but your Mashma that you're Lokal for Mishum something else, that goes on the whole list. Look what the Tur did. He took it out so he could cite it next to the Rosh. And then, but those words are only Chal on, right? When he took it out, he doesn't repeat those words. So mashma that he understood that the ve'eino lokal lechilasom mishum basar b'chalav in the Rambam only applied to the last thing he said and not on the previous things. Everybody with me? Daniel, what you get? Okay, so let me say it again. Okay. I never mind being stopped. Okay. And I hope your chavrusa heard that. Okay. One stopped me. Okay. All right. Because you're all intelligent people, and if you didn't get it, it's my fault. It's not your fault. Okay. Because this should be understandable. It means I didn't explain it well. This wouldn't be the first time. Or the last time, unfortunately. Okay. Let's, as a matter of fact, want to just swing around for a second. Darren, just come here for a second. I want to show you my notes, okay? I'm going to say it again in my notes. You follow along here. Here's the Rambam. Rambam says, Hamivashav, blah, 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 all these things. O shabishol dam b'chalav, eino lokal hilasom, mishum basar b'chalav. Right? All these things. And we interpret that eino lokal hila so mishum basa b'chala, but mishum other things you do get malchus. Right? It's all in this whole list. He moved it around so that he could put the Rush in. And he said, v'dam shibishu b'chala patra ein lokin hila so mishum basa b'chala. And then he wrote all these things. But he didn't repeat the words ein lokin hila so. Mashma that when he, the way the Tur cites it, he understood that these words only go in the last thing. They didn't go in this, and therefore when he wrote Mechalav down here, he didn't write it. Chalav Mesa. So there's no Malkos for eating Chalav Mesa. The Chalav Nevela. Get it? Okay? That's the difference. Here, these words come on a whole list. When the way he cited it, he didn't cite it on this. He took one of the things of the list and he wrote it down here. Okay? But he didn't repeat that. Mashma, that he only thinks that Eino Lokal Hilasom Mishum Basar B'Chalav only applies to this and didn't apply to that. So when he wrote this and he moved it, he didn't repeat it. That's it. That's the whole point. Okay? Make sense? Okay? Good. You can go back to your cave. Okay? Okay, thanks. I didn't want to, but I thought it was easier to see it. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So anyway, maybe next time what I'll do is I'll print it out for everybody and show you, you know, in a table what it would look like, okay? But now, one other point in the Beis Yosef. There is a contradiction between the sugya of Lev in Perakolabasar to a sugya in Perak HaKometz Rabbah, the Lo Asya Kehiltasa. And the din is that Dam Shebishlo Chayav Olav Kares, like this our sugya in Cholin. Okay? What comes out of this? The Rambam, according to the Beis Yosef, maintains that for Dam, Lokin Mishum, Isur Dam. The Chalav Mesa, unlike the Tur, Lokin Mishum, Isur Achilas Nevela. So therefore, if you cook meat in Chalav Mesa, what's Chalav Mesa? The Chalav of an animal that died, that's Nisnabla, became Nevela. You cook meat in Chalav Nevela. The Tur, apparently, from the way he cited the Rambam, doesn't think they're Malkos for Nevela, for Chalav Nevela. The Beis Yosef does. Now, it seems at this point, can we understand the Tur? Well, we could say Ein Lokin Al Chiloso, meaning just the last thing. Okay, maybe. Right? Singular. But normally we would say you give a whole list and you give the din at the end, it applies to the whole thing. Right? Okay? And that would be our starting position, so to speak, in an Occam's razor way. Let's look in the Bach. We haven't read the Bach a lot. Let's read a little bit of the Bach. On Nun Beis, second line. V'limirat. Kfar Hiksha Beis Yosef al Divrei Rabbeinu the Tur Shishina Lashona Rambam. Right? Velinira, but as for me, the Efshar Lomar, the Bekavana Shina La Ruye. He didn't make a citation mistake here. He did it intentionally. The Svirle La Rambam, the Dam Shebishlo Bechalav. Afo Pisha Ein Lokina Lechilasa Mishum Bas Bechalav, Mikomokon Lokina La Mishum Dam. Ulefi de bedivrei haRambam efshar lefaresh de lo kamar ein lokin al chiloso aval lokin alav mishum davar acher ella bevashel basar bechalav mesa aval but bishel dam bechalav eino loke af mishum dam midamar beperik hakometz rabba dam shebishlo eino over alav v'kach mukaf kitzas lashon a Rambam v'kasav lashon yachi vein lokal chiloso, just that one thing mishum basar b'chalav demashma de lokai ela al chaluka achas, only one of the clauses mean a chalukos umistama de lokai ela v'bishel basar b'chalav mesa mitam de amran l'kach hetik rabbeinu dam shebishlo b'chalav mechaluka shiksava Rambam, that's why the Tur moved it. Ukva'a b'chaluka rishona la'ruyi da'af b'dam shebisho b'chalav lokal lav mishum dam ve'ein sarak lamar b'fshel basar b'chalav mesa ulekach kasav rabbeinu acharkach b'stam o b'chalav mesa pater v'lo hutzrach l'faresh da'ein lokin ol hiloso mishum basar b'chalav aval lokal lav mishum nevela mishum de nilamdenu b'mikol shekein, you learn it from a kal v'chomer mi'mivashel dam shekasav techila. Vayim Beis Yosef Hevi Raya Miperush Rashi the Perikol Abasar Gabe Lev the Dam Shabishlo Chayav Alav Kares Avala Rashba Svirulei Hilchasa the Dam Shabishlo Eino Avera Lav Sabrabeno Al Shmo Sof Siman Ayin Vav. What's going on here? Okay, Ritzono Lamar Hayam Mashma Yoshona Rambam. What does he write? Ein lokin alachilaso. That the allusion, or that the, not the allusion, the reference, the object is only one of the Isurim that's in the list. Achilaso, singular, right? Since there's a Gemara in a Kometz Rabba that says Ein Lokin al Dam, we might think she Ein Lokin al Davar Acher B'Dam, Isur Dam. Because it's Pashut Lanu, De Lokin al Achilas Chalav Mesa Nidavelehi. Therefore, the Tur wrote it and specified it by Dom, because by Dom I had a Svara to say there was. There's a Sugya that disagrees with the Sugya in Cholin. Right? Sugya in Cholin in Leiv says that you do get Kares for Dom Shabishlam. There's a Sugya in Kometz Rabbah that seems to say otherwise. We possibly like the Sugya in Cholin. So the Rambam then, the Tur, wanted to emphasize. He didn't repeat it by Chalav Mesa because he didn't need to. It was obvious that Chalav Nevela, for Nevela, you get anything that comes out of Nevela, you get Malkos. So what the Tur did isn't really a mistake, because he emphasized it where he needed to emphasize it. The Jerisha asks a very important question in the Beis Yosef. Let's go to the Drisha. Last line, after he quotes everything. You should look above yourself. V'nireh shetzarech lahagia b'beis Yosef v'shlol shem makamos shekasa b'sar meis shebishlo b'falav. Right? You should you read that. That's interesting, but it's not our Indian right now. I don't want to confuse. Last line. V'nidok mizeh. See that? On the right side. Last line, right side. V'nidok mizeh delokim mishum dam u'mishum nevele. Okay, that's the Beis Yosef. T'miha li al t'miha so. T'mehefi teselan liokos al chalav mesa mishum nevele. Hare chalav zeh kanus hayabe behema v'chaya. Vima behema mesa, a chalav lo nesar mishum nevela, lilkos alav. Dabe le dome le beitzas nevela, de ena asura midya raisa. Shum de bechaye haof niskadla. Lo me esha mesa. Vahachinami, vahachinami. Chalav shal tahor shemesa. What's his kasha? His kasha is that the milk in the animal, what's in the vela? It's not a trefa. It's not a behemoth tmeya. It's a behemoth kshera, tahora, that it's dafka that died without shechita, whether it was killed or died on its own. Died out of disappointment. Whatever it did, it died. Okay? The chalav in it, before the fact, you didn't milk the cow. You got a kosher cow. Cow's standing there in your yard. Your mother's saying, go out and milk the cow. You don't milk it. My mother used to do this to me. May she rest in peace. Say, take out the garbage. I'd say, I will take out the garbage. She says, if you don't take the garbage out right now, I'll have to take it out. Mom, why does it have to go out right now? You know, I can take it out 10 minutes. You know, no. If you don't take it out, I'll have to take it out. So you don't argue with your mother. You go out and you do it. But let's say you didn't exercise, you were more makpid in other matters than you were in kibud av v'ein. So you were sitting at the table and you were brushing your borsalino to get ready to come to yeshiva, and your mother asked you to go out and milk the cow, and you didn't milk the cow. If you milked the cow before the cow died, the milk is kosher, right? Then the cow died. Okay. We didn't say suffix trefa. We said the cow died. Nevela. Cow was staying in the yard and the kid hit it with a baseball from across the street and the cow died. The milk wasn't made from the time the cow died. The milk was there. It was kosher milk. If you take it out before the cow died, it's kosher milk, right? It has nothing to do with the meat. Okay? Same thing. I have a chicken that has a full grown egg completed. We're going to see what that definition is. Chelbon, the chelbon, right? It's in the animal. It's completely, it's got a, maybe it's completely done. It's got a hard shell. Chicken dies. Cut the chicken open. And the egg's there. The egg's not gevela. If you had laid the egg before, or if I'd shechted the chicken, the egg would have been kosher. Right? Makes no difference. The nevela was just a kli for the egg. So here, isn't the nevela just a kli for the milk? So, the drisha, who Agav Worka was a male who only taught males, by the way, the drisha, I don't want you to confuse who we're talking about here, although I do want to say I heard Rabbi David Silber yesterday in Teaneck. Shir on Tanakh was fantastic, just fantastic. A wonderful reader of Tanakh. I really enjoyed it. I have to give him a yashikoach. It was a reading of Shmuel. It was excellent. But in any case, the Drisha says that just like the oaf nevela was just a container, so the behema nevela is just a container. Why is chalav nevela aser mishum nevela? Everybody get that question? Okay. Tibachaye ha'of nisgadla v'lo me'eish shemesa v'hafenami chalav shel tahor shemesa v'aram shem shekas of pater v'ein lokin alav mishum basa b'chalav adam kai demine salik. That's where he was ending up. That's what he just ended in his list. Demine salik. He just ended his list with Dom, and he said, but lokin alav mishum davar acher. But not, it doesn't go on chalav mesa. Everybody with me? Little diuk here that we should read carefully. We'll get some reading together in the babak and the drisha. Ukidei shelo titeb beir divrei Rambam, lomar shemakr shekasav ein lokin alav mishum basar b'chalav. The daikina mine hamishum isar acher shabo lokin. The tour, but intentionally, not for the reason I said to put next to the rosh. He intentionally moved it. So you shouldn't say it comes at the end of the list and it goes on the whole list. It only goes on the last thing. To mine salik. Kaya dam. Bachalav mesa. Gam lifi mashikasa base yosef. Bashar shal mesa. Bachalav. Ika lememar de lahachi shokin hu rabbeinu mishum de basar mesa lokin lekule yama mishum de vela, because the basar is the vela. Mash ain kein bedam kamoshi kasa besamuch. That's what the Beis Yosef svar was. Velo hutzrach lisav de lokin mishum de vela. Is that pashut? He doesn't like it. Uvarahu. Bekasha lahavin gam mashatama Beis Yosef al rabbeinu shishina. Hatseder, hine kasafti tam l'shinuize gam hashar kisavam rabbein. Okay, anyway, here we go. All right. So now we have. Let's summarize. Akasha of the Beis Yosef, in the words of the Torah, the way he cited the Rambam. The Torah's, the Beis Yosef's. Tamiha alav, and therefore his reading of the Rambam, the Bach's defense, which is to say it's not unlike the Beis Yosef, just that he could read it that way, but the Drisha was a completely different understanding. Okay? Are we everybody with me? Following the process? The Beis Yosef claims that the Tur divided the two clauses, the two chalukos, mistakenly. The Drisha claims that it bekavanu betzedek, he divided them. Ein over al iser acher ela bedam velo bechalav mesa. Now, this then is a pretty good hakdama then to the se'ifim. Why do I'm so interested in doing this? Not only to have a little kriya, but also because it's a very good hakdama to the se'ifim that follow in mei chalav, chalav shebekeva, unisyube dechalba, these quasi milks. We did quasi bishuls. Now we're going to do quasi milks. We did quasi basar also with oaf, right? So we did, you know, so we do first the prime case and then we do all the controversial cases. Okay? Now, but let's look again in the svara of the drisha. After we read the svara of the drisha, right, that it's just a container, okay, we have to go to the kuntras achron of the Bach on our page here. It's a nice little parak in halacha. We're going to see all how everything comes about. Would we would have the time to go through all of our chayim this way, right? Then we'd really know something. The Maroch Zal Herich Bekan Lahashiv Amashikasa Beis Yosef. The Mavashel Basar Bechalov Mesa Lokel Achilasam Yishum Nevela. From our Deino Lokem Yishum, the Chalov Mesa Dino Kamo Beitzas Nevela, Deino Osir Midiraisa. Now, that comparison that he made between Chalov Mesa and the Beitzas Nevela, let's look at it. Ulufi Aniustati, the rabbinic version of IMHO, right? The lo dami lebeitzas nevela shenigmara umunach benevela kemunach bekad. When the egg's completely hardened and finished, it's as if the egg's in the chicken, the egg's in the refrigerator, the egg's in the chicken, the egg's in a box. Avala chalav shenivla begumos. It's all the little crevices. It's a fluid in the body. Dino kenevela atzma. Ke'evar me'evareha. It's like a part of the body. V'raya mi'dekas of a Rambam be'perek dalim me'hilkos ma'chalos asuros. Kevas ha'nevela muteres mitnei shehu kish'arti nofes shebeguf. Kevas nevela. You know the kevas, the third stomach. But the kevas nevela, the rabbis talk about the keva as being the contents of the stomach. So it's the partially digested milk with all the acids in it of the animal. It's like tinofes. It's like pirsha ba'alma. It's like dung. It's garbage. When they want to talk about the keva itself, they talk about or hakeva. Okay? And we're going to have a lot to see about this when we talk about cheese. You're getting too soon. To eat lav to habi tinofes, dino kinevela. The Rambam specified that the reason why it's mutter, that milk, that keva milk, is because it's tinofes. If it was that it was milk and just kanus in the animal's stomach, wouldn't he have said it? Why do you have to give the svara of tinofes? Mashma that he holds that chalav mesa is nevela. Right? Okay. Interesting that the Bach concentrates, makes his kasha not on the svara of the drisha, but on the reading of the Rambam by the Beis Yosef, which he defends. Isn't your day great? It's good stuff. The afo gav the ikal meimar da filu lo havi tinofes eina asura elamid rabbanan. Mikomokom ainza ela vekeva such on the vela. She yon kamina kshera. We're going to get to that. We're going to see that the context there is dafka, where you have an animal that was yone kosher milk. Aval chalav anevela gufa chashuv kigufa v'lokei alav mishum nevela moshe kasov beis yosef nirad li adkan. So he ends up like the beis yosef. Okay, now. Then let's just get the svara again of the Bach. The Bach is mechalek between beitzas nevela lechalav nevela, because the beitza hagamura with its hard shell is not an avar in the goof of the oath. Masha ein kein bechalav hanivla begumos shebeguf habehema. Even though both of them nisgadlu bechaye ha'ein. And that's why, in the Gemara Bechoros, there's a question, why can we even drink milk? Why is it milk, aver mina chai? Anything that comes from the... It doesn't have to be, when we say an aver, you don't have to be a limb. That's really an English translation, right? It means anything that comes from the body of the animal. Why isn't it's aver mina chai? It comes out of the animal when it's living. So Gemara Bechoros says, because the Torah says, Eretz Zovas Chalav Udvash. It praises the land of Israel by mentioning milk. If milk was usher, it wouldn't say, I've famously quoted on the back row of the base, you know, this Avram liked this comment that I made, so I'll make it again. This is when I first appeared on the internet and first discovered blogs, because somebody searched for me and told me, you're on somebody's blog. I said, what's a blog? It says, this guy named Bronstein. Okay, so here's what I said. I said in Shir that what are Chazal saying in Bechoros? You wouldn't say, Eretz Yisrael, what a terrific land. They have lots of good non-kosher shawarma shops. Right? You would say, you wouldn't praise the land with something that's usher. Isn't it wonderful? They have lots of, it's a land flowing with milk. If milk is usher, you wouldn't say it. Mashma, that it must be mutter, right? It's not Eber Minachai. Okay? So here's, it's not usher Mishum Eber Minachai. So here's the, here's what he says. But it still has a tzad that it could have been that it's part of the animal's body. God doesn't like it. Okay? Because he's not a big Theodore Patel fan. Okay? Oh, you are? Okay, good. All right. So here's the, you know what I'm talking about, right? So here's the Indian, okay? The goof, from the Rambam, from the reading of the Rambam, we can see that he needs a special reason to matir the keva milk, the milk in the animal of a nevela, of a non-kosher, of an animal that died without shchita, without kosher shchita. He says it's mishum tinofes. If it wasn't for the tinofes, it would be usher. Mashma, he holds that chalav nevela is like nevela. Okay? Anyway, there we are.
That proof from Erdogan.
Yes. It's not the Kel's proof. No. Look in the Gemara in Bechoros. Bechoros. I'll send you a site there. I think it's around Vav, but I don't remember.
It seems like it's a strange proof.
All right. We'll look at it and see there and see it explained by people far better than me.
The best proof should be,
That's not Besser. Right. I just happen to like that. I only like that proof because it gained me immortality in the on the blog of Avraham Bronstein. Yeah, but what could it be? What would it be praised? Would you take a bath of milk? So he tells us a land flowing. Don't worry, when you get there, you're going to be able to drink a lot of milk. Okay, I don't know. All right, okay. It's Achmachtabalma, okay? You don't like it. But I would say better to look there. Maybe I didn't adequately explain it. So what you should say is the Chisaron's not in the Torah Shebaal Peh. It's in Glickman. Go look there, right? Ayin Shaman, and look in the Rishonim, and you'll see much better explanations than mine. Okay, mine is only from recollection of England before it was a long time ago. Okay? Remember what I always say? Lo Rav Shechter Aniv, lo Ben Rav Shechter. I don't, you know, he could cite everything, he remembers everything, I don't. Okay? All right. Now, but I do remember that in the Sifse Das, to Siman Pe Aleph, the Prima Gadin explains that these Isurin, Chalav Nevela Mina Torah, we learned from what we saw in Hilchos Taruvos. Hatmeim lerabos tziron berotvan, namely anything that comes from a behemoth tmeo or from nevela, the chen chala. Lehilchosa, what do we say? If you smoked meat with the steam from milk, hamushan, you put meat and milk together into chamei tveria. Ein lokin olav, aval aser midrabanan. Vehein hu b'shach sifkat in yud gimel. And also, you might enjoy seeing the Aruch HaShulchans sock here, which is same as the shach, and his write up of the question. Ulam hatchila noagim lahachmir, like the pre chadash, who holds that ishun is mina Torah. And there are osim afilu b'chamei tveria. And it's clear that at least there are surim b'achila midrabanan. To Rove Poskin, it's only midrabanan, these quasi kinds of cooking, v'chein mutarim b'hana, and behefse merube v'makom atzora. Now, we still have to, however, look at Mechalov and this Yubi Dechalba. Yes, sir.
A couple of points.
Yeah.
The way they're quoting is, the way the Machaber writes it, and the way the Rambam writes it, so Ma'ushan is connected to, is Ma'ushan connected to Chamei Tveria or no?
Seems to be.
Because the two are separated.
Yeah.
Mavasha will Chamei Tveria.
Okay, so let me look at this Shulchan Aruch.
That's the two words.
Yeah.
And here we have a Ma'ushan, where do you put the comma? Because it doesn't make sense.
Ushan
should be its own separate.
It is.
You don't smoke in the Chamei.
No, it's Hama Ushan, the Hamavushal. The Chamei Tveria, Hama Ushan.
Hama
Ushan Kama. Kama, Hamavushal, the Chamei Tveria. There's a list. Ain Lokina Love.
So it is, right?
Colon. Ain Lokina Love.
So Ushan has nothing to do with
Chamei Tveria. No. Okay?
No.
So that has nothing to do with what is up there, right? Yeah, we say we don't get malchus for it, right?
Now, from our perspective, no, we get malchus. Isn't that the Tomashin
device? No, because it's only because it's only an Isur Derabbanan. It's a way of saying, in other words, it's only an Isur Derabbanan. You don't get malchus for Nisa Dorbani, you get for Nisa Dorbani.
Well, Melushan was one of the categories of Ta'am of Loma Mashal potentially.
I can't hear you?
Melushan would potentially fall into Ta'am of Loma Mashal,
that's true.
That one.
Okay.
That covers that.
Yeah, but I want to ask, we still didn't clarify, except you just raised a wonderful question. Okay. We didn't clarify whether or not Basar B'Cholov is only an Isur. Oh, this was the other question that I got sent, and I forgot about it. I apologize. Another question from a listener. I feel like I'm Paul Harvey. You know, the listeners were Rush Limbaugh, you know, Avdil. You know? So the listeners write in, and I apologize. That was asked, is Basar B'Cholov in only a din in Basar and Chalav, or how about if you had disembodied Ta'am and of Basar and disembodied Ta'am Chalav and they mix? And I don't have the time to do that now. I'm going to do that next time. Okay? So I still have to do that. And then the other thing I was asked about also was if animals are fed Basar B'Cholov, is that Mipitum al Yedei Isurei Hana, and therefore it should be Asur also? And I'm going to dispatch with that.
That's like dog food. The standard, like,
yeah, but I'm going to ask.
Buy dog food from a store. Can you buy?
Yeah, well, okay, but I'm going to ask: is does hashgacha have to be for, and in particular, where you have, do you ever see like in the store it says milk fed, you know, and it's right. You see, in particular, you see in a kosher restaurant in London where they have milk fed veal. So the person asked me the same question that was asked by our friend. Asked me, is that Pitum al Yedei Easter Rei Hanah? So there's a famous Inyan, and I'll deal with it next time. Okay. Okay, I'm going to deal with it next time. Yeah, I saw that. I also, my wife asked me that when we went to see the salmon run once, you know, on a vacation. I forget where it was. Yeah, so let's, I'll talk about that next time. Okay? Okay. You notice, I like to do in more halacha in Basar B'Cholov because we have a conceptual foundation for it. So I do a lot more halacha here, and we'll continue to do this. Okay? In Din Mei Halav, Seif Ches. Yesh Misha Omer. did nisyube de chalba. Perush chalav hamis matzeis mikipa on hagvina. The stuff that gels and floats to the top. Einam bichlau mechalav. Ba'asir min haTorah. Ela mechalav hainu acharsha osim hagvina. Mivashlim hanisyube va'ochel tzaf lamala. Loni sharbo ela mayim ba'alma. Zoha nikra mechalav. Okay? So we said that mechalav, here he is, professor's joined us. Okay? We said that mechalav, it doesn't qualify for basar b'chalav. According to Tosfos, nisyube d'chalba is what remains after we've taken out the chalav hashamein. The Rosh, on the other hand, distinguishes, you'll find all these sources cited in the Beis Yosef, between mei chalav and nisyube d'chalba. According to the Rosh, nisyube d'chalba, whatever it is aser min haTorah. Mechalav is only derabbanan. What is it? What remains after they made cheese? So if you look at the beginning of Perakola Basar, you'll see in the Rosh that he also is medayek from the Rambam. From the same Rambam that we spend so much time on the Shtei Chalukos today. Eino loke mishum basar b'chalav. He says the same to you, the Beis Yosef makes. D'mashma loke mishum davar acher. B'mei chalav, the Rosh writes there. Loke mishum ha'o Avram, Avram minachai. Yotzei mizeh, that according to the Rosh, the words Ein Lokhin Alav Mishum Basar B'Chalav in the Rambam or Chal, not just on Dam and not just on Chalav Mesa and Dam, but also on Mei Chalav. That's the way the Rosh reads it. Ayin Sham. Okay, and the people that are out today, that Ayin Sham is directed to you too. Yotzei Mizeh Shalarosh, the last clause of the Rambam goes back. V'zet hamua. But the Rosh explains his shita there, because Gav asked about it, I'm going to say it again. Why is it mutter to drink milk? Hello, Avram Minachayhu. And if you'll see, it's actually in the Rosh there, by the way. Chalav is mutter because the Torah explicitly was matir it. I'm not going to say the pasuk because God will break out into song. The Rosh comes and is mechadesh that may chalav is not bichlal chalav. It's no longer chalav after the food's been taken out of it. V'lachain, the heter of the verse no longer applies to it. That famous, that infamous now verse. The Rosh brings what Rabbeinu Simcha wrote. The mei chalav is chalav mamash. Because we hold that from makshirim, that mei chalav is like chalav legabe Haksharas Hazroim. Look there, you'll see the source. V'lachain, it's also included in the heter of Eretz Zavas Chalav U'Dvash. and therefore it's not Eivir Min HaChai. According to Rabbeinu Simcha, Mei Chalav is not Chalav, only Legabe Iser Basar B'Chalav. And it's not Chalav Imo because it's changed. And therefore, here's our definition. The Mei Chalav, after they've made the cheese, and they cook that Chalav, and whatever remaining foodstuff is in it floats to the top, and all you have is this milky water, that's Mei Chalav. And it is not included in the Isur of Basar B'Chalav. It's not Chalav qua Basar B'Chalav, because it's not Chalav Eim. Chalav Eim is nutritious milk.
Is that the way?
So now we have a kasha, not from Theodore Bikel, but now from Little Miss Muffet, right? What was she actually doing when she was eating her curds and whey? Okay? What is the curds and what are the whey? I think that we're going to start with Little Miss Muffet next time. And my mirror friends don't know what I'm talking about. But we'll talk about the difference between Yisubi Dechalba and Mei Chalav next time. And we're going to start with Seif Tes, Chalav HaNimtza B'Keiva. We're getting close to the cheese. So people are out today. On Wednesday, please come prepared with... We're going to start with Seif Tes, and I'll clean up the remaining question that I was sent, and and we'll talk about curds and whey, and the making of cheese. Yes.
So we have these wheat that are made from... The craft cheese flavor.